leaving religion, walking alone, and trusting God anyway. Let's be honest. Leaving Christianity, especially when you still believe in God, isn't just a shift in beliefs. It's a rupture, a tearing away from everything you were taught to trust, the sermons, the rules, the community, the identity. And when you walk away from all of that, it's not just disorienting, it's lonely.
I know because I've lived it.
I grew up in the Mennonite church. That world shaped everything I thought I knew about God, about myself, about what it meant to be good, faithful, and acceptable. For years, I served in that system, gave my heart to it, believed I was doing what God wanted us of saying.
But something started to crack. Not all at once. It was slow, quiet even. But little by little, the rules started to feel heavier than the grace they were supposedly built on. The sermons about submission and separation didn't sound like Jesus anymore. The pressure to measure up, to conform, to keep the peace, to stay inside the lines, started to feel like chains.
And the more I studied the Bible for myself, the more I started to see a different God, a God who wasn't holding a clipboard, a God whose grace really was enough, a God who wasn't building fences but tearing them down.
Eventually, I realized that I couldn't stay, not without losing something deeper, my soul, my peace, my honesty. So I walked away from the Mennonite church.
And that's when the real wilderness began.
Because leaving the system didn't just mean leaving a building. It meant leaving an entire world. People I loved stopped calling. Others thought I was deceived. Some quietly wrote me off. I wasn't angry. I understood it. They couldn't see what I was seeing. They weren't hearing what I was hearing. God hadn't revealed it to them yet. So how could they understand?
But the silence was deafening. That's the part that nobody warns you about. The long stretch of spiritual isolation that comes after you leave. You lose your community, your footing, sometimes your identity. And at first it feels like you've lost God too.
But you haven't.
So because here's what I've come to believe. This road, the one that looks like rebellion, like failure, like falling away, isn't a detour. It's the plan. This path is sovereign.
Even your questions, even your doubts, even your disillusionment. Mushmine, God isn't pacing heaven wondering what went wrong with your theology. He's the one who led you out, the one who stirred the unrest, the one who said, there's more, come with me.
This journey, the wilderness, the quiet, the letting go, it's not punishment, it's preparation. It's not exile, it's invitation.
And here's something worth noticing. This is how God has always worked.
The lonely path isn't a sign that something's wrong. It's often proof that something sacred is happening. It's the cocoon before the wings. It's how God remakes people. Look at Moses, Elijah, Jesus, and Paul.
Even Paul, after all of his ministry, his writing, his church planting, said near the end of his life, everyone deserted me. Alone, forgotten, misunderstood, but not shaken. Why? Because he had learned something through the fire. When God is all you have, you find out that he's enough.
That's what this journey teaches you. It strips away your dependence on institutions and the approval they offer. It shows you that your worth isn't tied to your performance, your doctrine, or your reputation. It compels you to trust God, not a church, not a title, not a tribe.
And along the way, something beautiful happens. You start to find others, not many, but a few, people who have walked the same road, people who understand the questions, the ache, the exile, people who speak your language, not the old language of religious obligation, but the new language of freedom and grace.
And when you find those people, they're not just friends, they're gifts, sacred companions, proof that, even in the wilderness, God knows how to bring hearts together.
You don't need to be understood to be valid.
You don't need to be right to be loved.
I'm still on that journey, still learning to trust the quiet, still shedding old skin, still discovering who God really is and who I really am without the mask. But I can tell you this, I've never been more free. And I've never been more certain that God is in this, all of it, every doubt, every tear, every lonely mile. So if you're out here too, walking away, walking alone, take heart. You're not backsliding. You're becoming. This is the way of the rebel soul. And the one who started this journey in you, he will finish it. Because that's what sovereignty looks like. A God who authors it all and wastes nothing.